come out that little shell, or like, you know, till like maybe like middle school. And so like I wasn't really aware of like the feeling of like, man, this shit raggedy as fuck. Until like, I guess my teen years, you know, that's when I started noticing all the trash was everywhere. You know, just like the upkeep of like the history of like, I don't know, like the trauma. I started noticing all the trauma, but not having like a language for it. I was feeling it though. And like, people could also tell like I wasn't from here. And like, the way, now, I was noticing like hyper-consumerism from a very young age too. Like, the whole culture around like, you gotta buy this, you gotta have this on, all of those. It's like people talk about that stuff in high school, like, yeah, in school you get this and that, but not like in the black community. It's like, it's just different. It's like this is what sets the ground rule if you're safe or not. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess it's like that idea of like, you got the mama that's struggling, you got the family that's struggling, but she gonna always have the nicest clothes on her kids, cause or the daddy gonna have the nicest shoes on his son's feet, he gonna always buy them Jordans. And so like, these were like characteristics, like things and attributes that like, I guess a culture around how we knew if we was loved or not, I guess. And I ain't really started believing, like thinking like that either till later on. Cause like, at the end of the day, I started like, I just felt like if I didn't expect this kind of stuff, which I did for a while, cause it was like, I didn't ask for it all the time. I just maybe like one good pair, you know? And eventually you had to keep up with the styles, and it's just like, God damn. And then you had church. I was still in the church a lot. Actually, so this church on Robinson Street, if you go all the way down, that big church, Great Presbyterian Church, that's the church we grew up in. Like Sunday school on up. And even then, I still wasn't aware of like this side of Jackson, because we would always come to church, go home, go to school, church. It was like a routine. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't tell you about Capitol Street or Robinson Street or like that store over there. I remember I used to, that's crazy, cause I go to Shorty's all the time. Used to be a time where I used to be afraid to go into that store, cause I ain't know what the hell was gonna happen, you know.
Why?
Cause where all the hood niggas was at? I was like, I don't know who that nigga.
Oh, so this like, you knew the neighborhood had like a reputation.
I didn't know it had a reputation. I just had a vibe that I didn't like. You know, I didn't feel safe in it. And that could have came like, it wasn't an anti-black, internalized anti-blackness. It was more like all these people have like you could see like the suppression on folks' faces. You could see like the hyper-masculine dude who like, he's trying to look angry. Or maybe somebody watching their back. Or maybe some people just fucking tired. Mm-hmm. And it's hot as shit. And what I ain't shit to smile about. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, people just got their...